Blog Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas from Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio and Cowboy Wisdom NLA Coaching. I'm Robert A. Wilson, and I wish you a Merry Christmas. Today we're going to talk about the Christ Mass within. And to expand the world, you got to expand your inner self. But here's the thing. Just start by saying, I expand through life. It allows you to strive and arrive in the place you choose to be. And when life is at its most daring time. See, we don't really have challenge. We're being dared to step forward, but we step back. Am I guilty? Yes. But today, the world is asking for individual innovation from the people within the world to start collaborating with each other to expand from within. And the innovative talent that's going to waste in this world through drugs, alcohol, shyness, and I'm guilty. I mean, is unbelievable. You know, it's easier to cut somebody down or stab them, I call it backstabbing, and say bad things about them than step into the real world and realize that you're jealous of that talent. So people are so jealous of the successful and wealthy people, and today we want to tax wealthy people because they took a chance on their inner self and on their own deal. And they have the two qualities it takes to be successful. One, too stubborn to quit. Too hard-headed to know when you're beat. It's when you're that stubborn and that hard-headed, your innovation from within. And it comes from listening, because the world has a way of telling us stuff, and the universe and God and all the mystical sources. And we want to celebrate Christ's birthday, but he stepped forth and did something. He gave his life for us, and he is reborn every 20 on December. But here's the thing. We're reborn every second of every day because we have a high-spirited wisdom within us that we're refuse to use because it's abused. Because you have, when you choose to expand, you let go of everything you know to flow in the glow of I don't know, to be in the bold of the gold of the genuine, omnipotent, lively discernment from within yourself. And that's what the world is asking for today, is your intrepid innovation. And we can't go anywhere because the books and the corporate America and everything we have is at a dead end. There's no new expansion. Yeah, there's different apps on the computers, there's different, but we're really in the same innovative state we was in the 90s. In the last 12 or 13 years, we've had no new innovation. We've outsourced all the stuff to China. China is the number one trading partner of every country in the world. That used to be the United States. But as we let go of the industrial base, we let go of our innovation. Now it's up to the people of the world, and especially the people in the United States. They're the most talented people in the world, but we have to open our eyes and quit waiting for somebody to do it. Because the guys in Washington, D.C., they're cloned in college education. And it's all about business when life has nothing to do with business. Life is about people. People are the prosperity, prosperous every day, opening prosperity, loving every minute of every day, because people will take you where you want to go. And business is just a business. But it's when you open up your eyes to be the facilitator, you really open up your inner self to expand. And the word expand over the word exchange energizes a new way, and it frees your eyes and you become inquisitive. And that's what the world is waiting for, is for you to be inquisitive. And you got to get that explorer edification within yourself to really see that the world is waiting for you. But you're waiting for the world to come to you, and But as you're waiting, somebody else is already doing what you thought of, and that's happened to everybody in the world more than once. So where is it inside you that entrepreneur lies, and what are your fears? Fear is a false evidence appearing real is not true. Fear is an emotional attachment wreaking havoc with your dreams. But when you can see that and realize that something was ingrained in you in your childhood and is brought forth, you can expand into fear as my friend. Expanding astute revelations, opening your eyes to see the world as an entertaining opportunity waiting for you to arrive, to thrive in bold uniqueness. And that's what the world is waiting for. It ain't waiting for Barack Obama and them boneheads in Washington, D.C. It's waiting for you. And the more we wait on the politicians, the more further we're going to go down. It's nothing against them. They're just ingrained in an old ideology. This country has never expanded out of the Depression or the Civil War. And then in the 60s, we got into the industrial, military-industrial complex, and we don't understand how to expand out of that because we use the taxpayers were the backbone of the economy. Now it's going to take people, and you're the people. So how are you going to open up your entrepreneurial entertainer to speak and sing and write and be the liveliness of your life? How are you going to open up? And that's what this is waiting for. And see, people can tell you all the challenges in the world, but who's showing you the way? The only way you're showing the glow is you stand up and walk forward. And is there challenges coming? No, we don't have challenges. We have I dare you to step into this. Challenges actually happen because we don't listen to our inner self. We refuse. You take all the not words out of your life and quit telling people all the challenges of the world, your life expands in a new way and in a good way. When we stop thinking that somebody else is going to do it for us, we're going to open up and entertain ourselves. And the word entertain is a profane way of unleashing your omnipotence. That's an unconquerable. You want to be vulnerable. And that's a willingness to expand because we're locked into ideology. I'm right. Everybody else is wrong. We cannot we disavow a conversation of wisdom and ideas to move the country forward. It's almost like a refusing to see people exist. It's about business, business, business. And that's an ingrained ideology of failure. Because business does not exist without people. It really disavows the wealth. And, you know, as we lower wages, we lower the wealth in this country because wages are the wealth of the country and the bottom line. And people are afraid to see people succeed because they may not take them. And the largest group of people in your life is your family and friends because they want you to stay the same in their insanity. And that is something else. And you know, as you look at life, you start seeing the people in the 30s, the 40s, 50s, and even the early 60s and 70s, we're ingrained with that war mentality. We've actually stepped backwards in things in this country because we're afraid of peace. Peace is prosperity. War is actually poverty. If war was the way to go, wouldn't all the countries in the world, in the Middle East, and every place be the most wealthiest country, take oil out of the equation? We understand war. Fear, peace is a fear. We understand peace is my friend, expanding astute revelation. We think war is the way to go because the certain powers to be understand war is their livelihood. And if people start becoming prosperous, they're going to start opening their eyes on how to make the wealth of the world flow to them. See, the way they have it set up now, they understand wealth. As a working class people, we don't understand it. We absolutely have no clue on wealth, on how it accumulates, and everything. And I thought I did, but I don't. I'm just starting to expand into a new paradigm there. You can talk about it, but we get mad at that. And that's where my CDs and books come in. Fear is My Friend is just released, and it's on Amazon.com. And it's about how fear really takes over the inside of us. And what's on the inside is what we live on the outside. Money is My Friend is about making a friend with money. We get mad at money. And that's available on Amazon.com. Holiday Wisdom is about using the holidays to expand. And it's a book wrote in poems. I've learned to write self-help in rhymes and through my experiences and through what I see in everyday life. There's things you have to do, choose to do, to open yourself up. And we write in a very mundane, blocked-in way. And I started doing different. And Fear is My Friend is in the CD. There's two more CDs of this to be made. But we're so afraid of each other, we forget to win the game of life. We're afraid we can't have what everybody else has. Well, you can't, because what's for them is for them, and what's for you is for you. And everything we do is a lesson of wisdom. The world is wisdom in motion and waiting for your astute actions to move the world forward. The world isn't waiting for the government of the world. The world is waiting for the people of the world. And that is something that the world has to open their eyes to. It's the people energize the wealth and success as everything else shuts it down. We learn how to control life instead of expand through life. Because when you expand through life, it's like rolling rocks. Moss does not gather on moving rocks. Or in the water where the water is moving. Moss gathers on stagnant. And change, heal, transformation, create, expectation, want, need, that's moss. Them are the mossy words of personal growth. When you choose to expand through life, to arrive, to thrive in a new way, you open up a playground of success because you confess canonizing omnipotent newborn fleshiness, expanding superstar sapient, live that dream. Because you're esteemed in dreams and you're grand in expand, but you're in pain and change. And that's a true statement. Because if change was the answer, there would be no room for anything else. Change is a pain, and it's a subliminally ingrained pain. When you say something in the everyday life that doesn't make you quiver or makes your eyes move or something, you're feeling the subconscious feels safe and the ego is running your life. And when you open up to this, and when I go to Claim Your Thunder, I'm going to expand on this in February. But it's really about opening your eyes to see your spry, wise expand the world. It's about your energies expanding the world. See, we're an emotional energy, a spiritual emotional energy. And the human factor, you can say what you want, but couldn't the spirit have heart deal? We've been taught in science that we're not a spirit. We're humans, and we're locked into this, and we're not locked into anything. We're blocked and locked by old paradoxes, and that's what's got us into this situation we're in right now. So how are you locked in an old paradox of I can't because society didn't tell me this, it ain't in a book, my computer says this, and oh my God, that's a lie. You have the greatest computer in your head when you quit trying to let society and everybody else in the school system lock and block you in a two-blocked way of life. It's about unleashing that entrepreneur within yourself. And yes, it's being willing to step into a daring way of life. Because are you going to fail? Immensely. Are you going to win? Immensely. You're going to probably have as many challenges as you have breakthroughs. Because it takes a daring person to step into the challenges and never let go of what's going on. And that's what we're doing right now in life. God, the universe, and all over the world, they're daring us to step forward in a new way and experience life in galvanizing gusto. Because we got to be enthused to do everything as much as we are anything else. So where do you feel in your life that you're locked because it's what people say? What people are saying is the first stage is like, hey, the first stage of burping BS, and that's all it is. Never allow somebody to steal your dream. I have, many times. And I didn't realize it until, well, I did 13 years ago, because that's why I'm doing this. Because I see a way for the world to expand in prosperity. And I opened up my own way of doing it, and it really has expanded me. So I choose to expand through life rather than being locked and blocked in change, pain, heat, and the pain of change and all the other stuff. Because when I opened my eyes to the world's wisdom, the world opened up to me. And that is sets free my spiritual spree to celebrate life in a new way. And that's what life is about, celebration. Not being caught up in somebody else's life and everything they're doing. It's about me, you, doing what we choose to do. Make your choices and take the word decision, because a decision's an incision. But when you choose and choice, you're free to make another choice. And that's why the world is locked, because well, if you change your mind, it's a weakness. Well, it's really a weakness to never change your mind. And we're locked in ideologies of failure. The Democrats and the Republicans, or the liberal and the conservative, they're failed policies. They're both failures because they won't take the good from each other. And see, there's a whole bunch of parties out there, the libertarians, but we're supposed to be a free country, but when we have a presidential debate, not all the presidential candidates get to come. So really, you got to open your eyes to your own freedom to see where you're going. And you got to have an internal revolution of wisdom to really incite that intuitive entrepreneur to step out. And see, it's innovation. And what I'm talking about is an inner revolution of innovation. Because we got to fissure everything we know to flow in the glow of I don't know. The beam, bold, effrontery, astute, magnificence to expand the world. Because we're locked in just right where we're at. You can wait. We've been in the same place since 2007 in this country. Oh, yeah, they say this, they say that, but really, we're still locked. And then unemployment's going down because people have lost their unemployment. If you want to do something with the numbers, cut something off and somebody's losing. And that is something that the world is really fearful of now, is losing everything they have. We can't lose what we don't have. If anybody really wants to step forth in this life, we live in a country, the United States is $16 trillion in debt with no currency, because every dollar we have is a Federal Reserve note. Yes, it works. But if you look at the grocery prices from 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they've doubled. If you look at them from 2003, I think they tripled. But see, here's the thing. It's up to us to move the world forward. We can dance in everything we want to dance in, but we can't prance in success until we let go of the ingrained pain. As life moves forward, change. Time changes, but does that mean life changes? When you expand through life, time becomes irrelevant because you're focused on where you're going. And that's the difference. Your eyes are aware, you're inquisitive, you're bold, and you're really, this is something I've really expanded into. 80% of the people will never know you in this world. 10% don't care if they know you. 10%, 5% you're going to make mad, 3% are going to be inquisitive, 2% are going to go with you. And that's 30 million people. If they all give you a $5 bill, that's $150 million. But just look at it this way. If you expand 30 million people, how far are you going to expand through life? That is where you really have to open your eyes to see you're a real live entrepreneur. Because life will let you down when you don't engage in it. You're the engaging sage, the page, the inner sage, the speak astute, genuine, energizing, emotional epiphanies. The only one that can have an epiphany to epitomize your life is you. Everybody else is a guest, but you're the player. It's like, you know, the players of the world, they understand how to put control into people's mind. But here's the thing. They don't have it put the control in. They stole the heart of the people. That's where we're at right now, is people are searching for their hearts. And when you quit and open your eyes to this, you're going to see life in a bold new way, because your heart's open. Your mind is a follower. The mind is a follower of feel good and convenience. And am I guilty? Yeah. I don't get to be a free ride in this. I'm nobody special. None of us are in the coaching and spiritual world. We try to think we are, but we're really not. All we really are is in the game of life. It's how we enter the game with an inflamed gutsiness to really see the world and really engage in other people's experience. We want to expand other people, because when you're expanding the other people, you're the teacher, the student, then the mastermind. And you're the maestro of your own orchestra. That's where life is. And if you're looking in somebody's book and you're reading it and you're doing the step-by-step, you're falling off of baby cliffs every time. We drift and shift and biff by, and we're dulled by step program, but we drift and shift. We're in pain and change. But when you choose to open your eyes to expand through life, you're in the groove of galvanizing real, omnific, omnipotence, visualizing everything you desire to experience. And that's the biggest opening I've had in my life, is when I've really been searching for this, and now I've got it together, it's just expand through life. Whatever's here in front of you is what everybody's got to do. If somebody tries to lie about you, that's their jealousy and envy coming up. And even in the spiritual world, the envy and the jealousy is prevalent. And it's really easy. If people want to tell you what they know, get away. When people are listening to you and engaging, them are the people to be around. And I've been watching the rich people of the world. You know, they made their money because they understood how to use other people's energy to entice their cash flow. And that's what we are afraid to do in the working world and every other world. We're afraid to engage in that inner self, to expand the sand to understand I can. I canonize astute newborn abilities to live in the serenity of success. You know, money is not the answer. Innovation and wisdom. Money is the financial love the universe gives you for wisdom and innovation. It isn't nothing more than that. And see, we complicate this. Oh, am I doing this and I'm doing that? No, all we're doing is swirling in the world of doop-de-doo. We're duping ourselves is what really happens. We're afraid to win the game of life because it's about letting go and realizing the school books taught us how to be in society's way of thinking. It never opened us up to anything else. It really just did what it does. It never, ever has opened us up to what is going on. So when you choose to expand through life, you're going to strive and arrive in your desires because you chose to engage in yourself. It's not about what you don't know. And it's not about what you don't know. It's being willing to live in the Terra Incognita Mountains, which is the land of the unknown, and life is unknown. But we're trying to use the known to expand right now, and it's got us blown in a blizzard of burp and knuckleheadedness. And that's where we're at in life, and we're trying to say, oh, I've got the answer of business. This is. No, it's you. It's time to take all the other stuff out of your life and allow the world to play in the game of success. And, you know, the world can tell you what it's doing, and they can show you what they're doing, but unless you engage in it, you really don't have a clue of what's happening, because I was clueless, thinking I knew something. I've been on this journey for not be close to 13 years now. No, 15 years. And I thought I was getting tired of a bunch of time. Oh, yeah, and I found out I just now expand through life by letting go of what I know. And that's all life is, letting go of what you know. Because wisdom is a torpedo. It's a one-time shot. You have to open up to new stuff every day. And that's kind of what really puts people in an apprehensive state of mind, because we try to do the exact same thing. And when somebody says, I know that would happen, that's what they hoped would happen, rather than it would happen. And nothing will happen new till we open up new deals. And the books are Fear is My Friend on Amazon.com by Robert A. Wilson. Money is My Friend by Robert A. Wilson. That's a CD. And the book is Holiday Wisdom by Robert A. Wilson on Amazon. And the other one is a CD, Fear is My Friend. CD, it's on Amazon. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And, you know, I've opened up a new way of living myself. And I don't teach what doesn't expand me, because I was talking all that other stuff and never does. Did what this does. This, what I do now, will open you up to new paradigms. And it'll allow you to engage in life because you're willing to expand through situations. And that's really the key to life, is expand through situations by letting go of what you know. That's what I choose to do, is I let go of what I know to expand through, to lie, to groove and approve of who I am. And that's where life really becomes fun, is when you allow yourself to see you're in the groove of genuine, robust, omni-iffy. Omni-iffy is the most powerful creation there is. So when you're omni-iffy, terrific, what does that do to your inner landscape? It's about getting a verb of vision. And that's where this will really expand you. It's a verbiage of vision. Right to where you're going, and let other people stay right where they're at. And it's fun to watch these. It's fun. This is a fun game. I love the game. I enter the game, I play the game, and I enjoy the game. But I enjoy expanding people the most. And as you open your eyes to see of your life, you open your eyes to win your game of life, to realize you won your game of life because you engaged in who you are, and you let everybody else do what they do without it bothering you in any way. We do what we do because it's ingrained. And that is something that really, really opens you up to something new. And as you do this, life will become more fun and more freer in a perfect way. I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio and Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching. And NLI is Neuro Linguistic Innovations. And I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And may your life always flow in abundance. And good day and Merry Christmas.